This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. For many people with limited resources, hiring a lawyer is out of reach. But North Texas legal aid groups want low-income families to know help is out there. Attorneys are expensive. That's not exactly news. But just how much does it cost to hire a lawyer in North Texas?
I looked up for you the stats that the State Bar of Texas has on hourly rates. And for somebody of my experience level, the average rate is $218 per hour.
Gabriela Vega is a staff attorney at the Equal Justice Center in Dallas, where the cost of legal services is nothing. She represents people for free, specifically those with work-related problems.
Things like not getting paid minimum wage, not getting paid overtime, not getting paid at all, that happens more often than you would think.
Folks making minimum wage typically can't afford a lawyer to fight for what they're missing out on. To qualify for free legal help, people have to meet certain income guidelines and answer questions about assets. Some groups will only work with U.S. citizens. Others will work with people in the country illegally, groups like the Equal Justice Center. Vega says many low-income people who look into legal help on their own just get discouraged and give up.
If you're thinking about a claim that's worth, you know, somebody robbed you of $2,000, at the end of the day, legal fees are going to eat that up.
Not if you use a lawyer at the Equal Justice Center or another group like it. Texas Rio Grande Legal Aid does a lot of work with victims of sexual assault. Lawyers help clients get protective orders and negotiate time off work. Allison Schmitz runs the Dallas branch of the nonprofit and says helping victims of assault find a new place to live is also part of the job.
If the perpetrator knows where they live, they may no longer feel safe there. So sometimes there's an opportunity to help someone vacate a lease early because of a sexual assault.
That's an issue many people would just have to let drop without an attorney. Schmitz says there's also a lot of hidden costs associated with pursuing a lawsuit that are particularly hard on working families.
It can be hard to find childcare, to be able to meet confidentially with a lawyer, sometimes just transportation to get to a meeting or to the courthouse, paying for gas. And it can be tough to get time off of work to meet with the lawyer.
Which is why groups like Texas Rio Grande Legal Aid try to be flexible, scheduling after-hours meetings and partnering with community groups that provide childcare. And to reach more people in need, lawyers are training people in shelters and crisis centers to look for legal problems and report back.
If somebody goes to a rape crisis center, that advocate may hear what they're saying and hear a legal issue, and they can refer them to us.
Allison Schmitz and the Equal Justice Center's Gabriela Vega say staff attorneys are upfront with their clients and let them know that litigation can be adversarial and invasive. For instance, in certain cases, lawyers on the other side may be able to open mental health records. Vega says when some people hear that, they decide not to bring suit at all.
I've had plenty of clients say, I just want to move on. We analyze their case and we give them their options, and then they decide that their best course of action is to move on.
That won't recoup lost wages or help someone wiggle out of a lease. Vega says it does allow the client to make an informed decision. And for someone who lives each day on the financial edge, that's pretty empowering. Courtney Collins, KERA News.